We are the guests at RU Stroll in Tenafly, New Jersey. They're in their second year. They have over 70 Talmidim, over 70 students, in what's already being described as a unique educational institution. And with us live via telephone is a young man that I know for quite a while, and he's, I guess we could say, an alum. I know that he went to Israel a drop earlier than most of the other students in the quote-unquote Yeshiva League, but we will call him an alum of RU Yisrael here in Tenafly, New Jersey, and that's Ikey Rosazada, who is studying at Reishit in Israel and joins us live via telephone. Ikey, Gmar Chasima Tova to you. Welcome to JM and the AM.
Thank you. Gmar Chasima Tova.
This is a very inspiring time of the year. Before we speak about RU Yisrael, tell us how things are going Yom Kippur week in Yeshiva in Israel.
It's amazing. It's just, you're just learning, you're going to a hotel, learning. It's just completely different than being in America, and you just have a different feeling about everything here.
Are you getting the feeling? I mean, you already were there Rosh Hashanah, so I'm sure you've gotten somewhat of the feeling, but are you getting the feeling that tomorrow night, Leil Yom Kippur and Thursday Yom Kippur Day are going to be something extra special in Israel?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, of course, you have Sukkot coming up. And I'm saying all this because so many of us, children and adults, are jealous because you are part of the smaller group of Jews from around the world who are actually able to be in Israel right now. Most of us at this time either can't get there or can't get there too easily. That must also feel like a privilege that you're there at a time when most people around the world simply can't get there.
Yeah, for sure.
What can you tell us about RU Yisrael? You were obviously here during its first year because now it's in its second year. What can you tell us about what you remember about the kickoff, about the start of RU Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey, when you were here for your junior year last year?
It was definitely the best year of my high school. Is just completely different place compared to anywhere else. Some of my friends tell me about other places I've been. It's just completely different. It's just like I was a much, much happier there. I definitely did a lot more there.
And even though it was the first year, did you feel that you gained in both your Jewish and secular subjects?
For sure, 100%.
Are you shocked that they're up to 70 Talmidim, up to 70 students now?
Not at all.
And you anticipate
it's going to keep growing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had a feeling you're anticipating that it's just going to get bigger and bigger. Ikey Rosazada is with us. He's in Israel. He's in the Reishit Yeshiva in Beit Shemesh, and he is a graduate of RU Yisrael, even though they're in existence for just over a year, they already have graduates, alumni, believe it or not. What else can you tell us about what you remember from RU Yisrael and what you think of their potential growth?
I could definitely coming to Israel after being in RU Yisrael made the switch coming to Israel a lot harder because of the time I had there and how great it was. So the first couple weeks here have been hard just because I came from that kind of place. And that the rebbeim there were amazing. Like, I loved like the style of everything and the way the learning was and how we were able to pick the kind of things that we were interested in and just not being forced to really like just not having like the crazy push and the crazy attendance and all that stuff. Like, I think you just come to it more real, and it just lasts because, I hope and I think it lasts because it comes from a real place. Like, you're not doing it for somebody else. You're doing it for yourself.
Well, it certainly sounds like it worked for you. I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Gmar Chasima Tova, continued success. Send regards to all the Talmidim that you see in Israel. Let them know that there are people who are very jealous that you guys are spending the year in the Holy Land.
Hello.
Ikey Rosazada, everybody, one of the graduates, if you will, of Yeshiva RU Yisrael. I don't think everybody Friedman minds if I say graduate. Why not? Because Even though the yeshiva is just over a year old, nonetheless, they're proud to have alumni who are already spending time in Israel and continuing to progress. We're at Or Yisrael here at the Zichron David Beit Midrash, Beis Medrash Zichron David, which is dedicated to the memory of and in honor of members of the Rosazada family. We'll speak with Joe and Laurie later on. Joe, of course, Dr. Joe, is regarded as one of the founders of the school. We spoke to Rabbi Yablok, founding principal, earlier, and of course Rabbi Friedman is going to join us during the heart of the program coming up in another few minutes here at JM in the AM.